Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Are you ready, Clyde?
Clyde's our big introduction announcer.
It's time for
Boasting and Toasting.
Yeah, I love hearing him. I love, he's my favorite. All right, so I'll read an old social media post from one of our fellow WFN coworkers. Tiki will guess who it is. Let's start off with this one. This is January 9th, 2019. Love it. Big boy move by the Jets. Hashtag Gase. So somebody who is very high on the hiring of Adam Gase. Was it A, Tiki Barber? B, Brandon Tierney? C, Sal Licata, or D, Greg Giannotti?
I'm going to say this was Sal.
Sal Licata!
So your knee-jerk reaction is, it's a bad sports opinion, it has to be Sal?
No.
That's harsh.
No, it's just someone who had maybe thought that this guy was successful. Yeah. I know BT's opinion on that.
He didn't like Gase from the beginning?
Not at all.
So that was easy for
you. Because BT was of the opinion, take a year.
I completely agree with him.
Take the gap year.
Nah, I'm
man.
With him on that. That's how I felt. And Sal, actually, I've been waiting many, many months to use that one because Sal pissed me off so much during the Gase stuff because he kept going back at me like, Gase was a good hire.
Are you an idiot?
And I'm like, I hate you right now because I couldn't stand it. It was one of the hires that caused me and Joe to go nuts. So good call. You're one for one. How about this one? A little Christmas Eve post. December 24th, 2012.
2012?
'Twas the night before Christmas. Be of great cheer. But take it easy on the beer. Have a fun night. Make it great. And above all, be safe. Who posted that? Was it Boomer Esiason, Sean Morash, Tiki Barber, or Evan Roberts?
That was me.
Tiki Barber here.
Good job. I'm impressed by that. You knew? Do you remember tweeting that?
I do.
Were you drunk?
No.
It was 11:30 on Christmas Eve.
I mean,
definitely drunk. A lot of eggnog.
That had to have been an intelligent post. So that's how I knew it was me.
And Boomer is not intelligent, is what Tiki
That's not
said.
What I'm saying.
Nah, how about Tiki won't even tweet now? 11:30 on Christmas Eve, you're tweeting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why finding Tiki tweets are challenging, because there was a time where he tweeted, but it was a long time ago. So, and most of them are intelligent, so they're very difficult to have fun with. You know what I mean?
The return's not worth it. It's like the ROI. You do it in business. Audit your tweets. Tell me if it's worth it.
No, it's a good point.
I think this segment is proof.
Let's go back to December 10th, 2021. I say this every year, but holiday greeting cards are the dumbest part of this great time of year. Complete waste of money. Grown adults in pajamas at photo studios deciding who makes the mail-out list and who doesn't. It's 2021. We can text each other Merry Christmas. Enough. Was that Greg Giannotti, Al Dukes, Sean Morash, or Evan Roberts?
That sounds like a Morash.
It's how he ended up being a fat piece of ass.
3 for 3.
Great job, Teak.
Yeah, you knew it was you, right, Sean?
I can feel you getting angry about this.
Oh, I still passionately feel this way.
Those were good options, though. I thought that would throw him off. Because I could see G saying that for sure. Al, 100%. And Sean.
Yeah.
It is maddening. Man, and my wife's obsessed with it, right. So I got to say and do the right thing.
But in 2021, your kids were one and not born?
One, and I got dragged to Sears at JCPenney, right. And I'm watching all these people in pajamas and go, why are we doing this?
Right. So, but if you have, I don't know, like a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old or 15-year-old like I did at the time, you get it.
Yeah, well,
so I could tell that was Sean because he's a new dad.
Oh, no doubt. You are making a mistake, sir. Okay, now, have you guys received my Christmas cards by chance?
No.
I did.
Yes. It's on my wall.
I didn't send one to Tommy. I didn't send it to you because it's nothing. I love you, bro. Like, nothing personal.
Well, I don't think it measures our love for each other if your kids are on my refrigerator.
That was it. I just didn't think, like, you'd want that.
But to not include me makes me feel like crap.
Do you want me to hand it to you?
No.
I just felt like, because my wife went through it, we were going through the list. I'm like, Tiki, yes. Beningo, yeah, we'll keep him out there. Craig Carton family, I was like, sure. Sean Morass, yes.
Craig's throwing it right in the garbage, you know.
Probably, Craig. But yeah. I feel like you work with them. It's forever. It's for life, right? And when we got to Tommy, I was like, I don't know. Plus, I was looking out for you. Can I just say that? I believe that my kids are very adorable, just like Tiki's kids are adorable and Sean's kids are adorable.
Okay.
That if you put it in your apartment and you put it on your wall, there's a chance that your wife is going to say, let's, what are we doing?
I will say this. I'm kind of with Sean. I don't need my fridge to be cluttered with everyone else's children. Mm. I really don't need
that. Well, that's why I didn't send it.
No, but again, though, you didn't include me, which makes me feel like, you know.
I'm going to hand you
string.
No. It's the kid thing. I was just trying to be considerate of you.
Because I have one from Sean. I got one from Tiki last year. I'm sure I'm still on the mailing list, Tracy's mailing list.
I don't think Tracy sent them out yet.
Oh, she didn't send them out yet.
She's good. She's waiting until, Christmas.
You know what, though? I actually like when people send them out earlier, though. When you get them, later in the year, it's like, eh.
Yeah, you're right. It's like a holiday card as opposed to a
decoration.
Right, because when you get one early, you put it up
Correct.
For a little bit of time.
Exactly.
But here's where I think you're making a mistake, with all due respect. I'm gonna explain this to you. Did you like our card? Did you think it was cute?
Do you think I examined your car?
You didn't even look at it?
They're all the same.
I'm going to lose for you.
Yeah. My wife has them all over our cabinets. I don't know, that's her thing. So anytime I so much as want a Pringle,
same.
I got McMonagle's kids looking at me.
Oh, God.
Your kids looking at me.
Right. You wait a minute. And you got one for McMonagle?
I did.
I didn't.
Okay.
This is unreal.
The bottom line is this. I forgot
to send one to the McMonagles. I feel horrible right
you
now.
You left him out again? Yes. First out of the book, now you didn't send him a Christmas card?
Oh, damn it.
McMonagles, I know your kids are all next to each other I open up the cabinet. And I think to myself, I can't even put the heart and time into wondering if they're a nice card or not because I'm so damn frustrated that my wife loves them and I can't stand them.
Okay. My only point to you is it's a cute picture of my boys. My dog is on it as well, Dudley.
Absolutely.
But my point to you is we didn't go anywhere to take the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
What we decide is me and my wife say, hey, is there any cute pictures from, let's say, the last 2 months? Anything that maybe feels Christmassy or feels holiday-y that we can make the Christmas card. And that's how we do it. Dude, it took 15 minutes. I was the one who picked out the pictures. And my wife was like, great choice. And they're Christmassy. And I'm telling you, they weren't planned. So what you and your wife are doing, with all due respect, is they're overthinking something that is so freaking simple, bro.
Hold on.
Not us, by the way.
Yeah. No.
We took coordinated pictures.
Did you?
Down at the shore. Against perfect backdrops and everything else.
Well, that's very
nice. That's on brand for the bar.
That is on brand. Look, we stopped going to JCPenney or whatever. My buddy's wife started her own business. She does a great job. Michelle does a great job. Here's the problem. It's still just the whole problem. Once I have them, I don't care where I took the pictures. Now I'm going to a mailbox to mail out 60 of them because somehow that's my problem.
You don't have to do that.
And then when is the proper time to throw these away?
Well, that's different. And I think the answer is the first of the year. But now you could just do it all on the internet.
But
you never have to do anything.
But also think about the purpose
of
them.
Yeah, but it's not the same on the internet.
No. I mean printing it and having it sent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got cards. I had nothing to do with it other than picking out the pictures.
But you see
and my
what I'm
wife
saying?
Did the addresses. That was it.
We all work together. Everybody knows their friends and family. We are more connected than ever.
Are we?
Why do we need the cards going back and forth? We can all text, call each other. Merry Christmas.
Here's a perfect example. So president of UVA, his name is Jim Rine, right? I saw him the other, whatever it was, early in the year when Bruce Springsteen played in Asbury Park.
Mm-hmm.
He was down there. And so, good guy. Know him well. He sends me an e-Christmas card just now. I just got it. Literally just opened it. I'm not even going to read it.
Yeah, that's a waste. I agree with
right?
you.
Yeah.
If he sent me an actual card, I'd be like, University of Virginia's thinking about me.
Yeah, I'm with
you
on that.
Instead, he sends me an e-card.
Yeah,
and he has to because he's got to send out, 100,000 of these
things. No, the e-cards are, I get why he does it. You're right, because of the amount he has to send out. E-cards are a waste. I'm saying you could have everything done on the internet and then it's sent out. I never dropped anything in a mailbox. I put the addresses in online. I put my credit card in. I hit send and they do it for you. You're making this more difficult than it needs to be.
You don't keep all your pictures?
What?
Your holiday pictures. You don't keep them?
What, from other people?
No, from you. like the ones that you've taken.
I don't know what happens to them.
What do you mean you don't? They're on the internet somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure they're
or on
Instagram.
Your iCloud or something.
Yeah, I got the whole. Put it this way, my wife texted me on Friday or Saturday a bunch of pictures of us in Christmas pajamas. I got the hint. Went on Instagram.
I
got
to get my wife to talk to your wife because we have books. We have books for every year.
Aren't they going to see each other Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys hanging out?
Handle that. Yeah, you're not invited.
Another thing we're not invited to.
Birthday party of people you don't know.
Oh, trust me, I don't want to be there.
Reason
no offense.
I'm a Devils fan.
Oh, wow, very nice. One last social media post on this wonderful edition of Posted and Toasted. This is from December 9th, 2024. Holy crap, that's like 5 days ago.
December 9th, 2024?
Yeah, 5 days ago.
I'm not doing this.
I think this was...
I'm not doing this.
What?
It's going to be Soto-related, and we're going to dunk to one last time.
It is not Juan Soto-related.
Okay, thank God.
It's actually not sports-related. Is that okay with you?
Okay, that makes me feel better.
I know you're very into the sports stuff. This is a non-sports post. It's so brilliant. In fact, maybe it is me, because this is unbelievable. Dogs must be so confused when we're on the phone. Like, are you talking to me or not talking to me?
By the way, you're right.
What?
Whoever did this? Is that it?
Yes. You want to guess without any hints? Wait, you agree with this post? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll tell you why in a second.
Dogs must be so confused when you're on the phone. Like, are you talking to me or not talking to me? I'm not going to give you options. I think you just have to guess this.
So Boomer doesn't have dogs. Al doesn't have dogs. I'm going to say Gio.
You're wrong.
Was it you?
No.
You're wrong.
Wish it was me.
Sean?
You're wrong.
Al?
Ball hammock.
Al Dukesley.
Does he have dogs?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know he had a dog.
Yes.
So I only agree with this because, so I trained our older dog, CJ, who is a Saluki. And so she knows not to mess with me. Right, she won't come up, she won't nip at me, she won't bite me. She knows she's going to get punished if she does that to me. However, when I'm gone and Tracy's like walking around talking to her friend Lynn or whatever it is, she's on the phone, she comes and nips at her all the time. Like, play with me, jumping on her. And I'm like, she thinks you're talking to her. She thinks that, like, when words are coming out of your mouth that you're trying to play with her.
Right.
And not talking on the phone. They don't know what a phone is.
Yeah, how would they know?
And you can't say stop because they don't speak English. and so she's like, stop. CJ, stop. And I'm like, you're just encouraging her to play.
Right.
Right? The way that you get her to stop is to ignore her.
Right.
But Tracy doesn't want to ignore her because she's annoyed that she's getting bothered.
Yeah.
So because she didn't train CJ, whenever she's talking, CJ thinks she's playing with her.
Yeah.
So Al is 100% right about that.
One thing I've learned about Al Dukes, he's right about a lot of stuff.
He is 100% right about
that. He's got way too much free time, but yes.